Coming to you from the island of Hawaii, it's the Big Island Beat Podcast. And now, here's your host, Steve Roby.
Aloha and welcome to the Big Island Beat Podcast. I'm Steve Roby, and my special guest today is Grammy Award-winning musician John Cruz. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Hey, great to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right. It's good to hear your voice. Hey, your upcoming live stream concert takes place at the Moanalani Resort on Saturday, January 30th at 4 p.m. The event is sold out, but folks can get tickets and the whole family can watch at home online for only $19.99.
You can watch it in the comfort of your living room.
Isn't that cool?
On your brand new 72-inch.
Yeah, it's you just mirror it and go from your phone, your tablet, and can listen to it and just almost like being there.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's awesome that, you know, Kahilu's kind of stepped up and it's like we still want to present shows, and, you know, they figured out a format that's going to work.
And and they have a new app, too, that really makes it easy. You can put on your phone or tablet and just, you know, log in and you're there.
Right. That's awesome.
I'll put some links in the show description below this podcast so folks can find it easy and pick up a ticket. Hey, John, have you been doing many of these live stream shows lately?
Not lately. They've kind of slowed down a little, but the quality of them has gotten better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the pandemic first started up, you know, people were just going, you know, from their living rooms with a phone, you know. I still have friends who do it like almost every day. I have one friend who does it almost every day. He does from his house. You know, for a while I was doing it. I did it for about like once a month. I would do one average once a month. It's cool. It keeps you in touch. It lets people know, you know, keep your fans kind of keep in touch with you. But they've slowed down a little, you know. Doing concerts like this are fantastic. The math on. And then there's the benefit things where, you know, usually it'll be like a benefit concert. Eight acts, artists doing a couple songs. So they're doing it online now. And so I've done a handful of those, you know, you can support causes and whatever you want to support and not have to leave your house.
Right. Hey, did the pandemic, I'm sure it did, affect your musical schedule last year? And what's it like so far this year?
Well, so far this year, things are still kind of on hold. I have a few things booked, but they're more like private parties or see if, you know, private little concerts or whatever. But it's been kind of awful. First hit was when, you know, when everything went to streaming and online, you know.
Yeah.
So I used to make 70% of my income used to come from CD sales. So when that dropped off, I was like, whoa, okay, I got to adjust to this. And then playing live, you know, I mean, I've always played live and enjoyed playing live. So over the last few years, it's been a lot more important playing live and keeping the shows going. So
right.
Pay my bills. And then pandemic hits and it's like, oh my goodness. Thankfully, I had a few savings and, you know, a few guardian angels, you know, out there.
Who, good.
You know,
good.
I've come through in a way, you know?
It's certainly been different indeed. Yeah. You dropped a new song on Facebook the other day. It's called It's Time to Build a Bridge. Can you tell our listeners what's the backstory on this one?
Well, backstory on that one is my dear friend and co-writer, Mark Hirschler, who I've been writing songs and, you know, playing music with for 20 years now, at least 20 years. He lives up on the East Coast, Western Massachusetts, and it's just another one that we came up with. He actually wrote majority of it, and the way that works is, like, I'll go up there every, you know, couple times a year and spend, like, 2 weeks with him, just, like, intense, you know, in-person writing. And then, as, you know, throughout the year, we'll just be in touch on Skype, FaceTime, or whatever. Stuff that we've started, we'll, like, continue to work on, and we'll shoot him ideas, and he'll shoot me ideas. And one of the songs that we did, Burning Bridges, a few years back, he put it on his record. And there was the song, It's Time to Build a Bridge. He actually started writing that about 8 years ago, never finished it. Every time, you know, we'd, you know, have little sessions or phone calls, go, oh, what about that song? You know, you think we can get back to that one? I'd be like, yeah, okay. And we wouldn't get far on it. Did finish the building, Burning Bridges. And then, you know, when this whole mess with our former president came about, you know, he was like, hey, man, it might be time for that song.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's perfect timing. So,
yeah. So that's kind of the basic theme to the song, right?
Let's come on. Let's work together. You know, we got ourselves into this mess, you know, so we're totally capable of getting ourselves out of it. You know, we just need to do it together.
For sure. Well, let's give that a listen to now. It's John Cruz doing It's Time to Build a Bridge.
Time to build a bridge. I've heard some instigations spun by different situations. lead to altered information. It's time to build a bridge to our posterity, spiritual prosperity. It's time to build a bridge. Yes, it's time to build a bridge to our humanity, not based on our insanity, reacting to calamity. It's time to build a bridge, a new way of meeting you, helping when there's things to do. It's time to build a bridge. Here we are, all different kinds of equal, here to build a bridge. We the people, we who will be acting of our own free will across the chasm slanting down that long green hill. It's time to build a bridge. Invite creation, extend an open invitation to our future generations. We can see it through. Together there's so much we can do. Our horizon's always something new. It's time to build a bridge. Come on, people, it's time to lend a hand. If we build this thing together, united we will stand. We just need to decide to give it a try. We'll make those rainbows in my mind, 'cause I wanna spend some time with you. From your side, I'll pull from my side. You give from your side, I'll give from my side. You share from your side, I'll share from my side. We'll find the difference between us is not that wide. It's time to build a bridge. 'Cause I've heard some instigations spun by different situations lead to altered informations. We can see it through. Together there's so much we can do. Our horizon's always something new. It's time to build a bridge. Yes, it's time to build a bridge. Bust out the hammers, concrete, whatever it's going to take.
And we're back on the Big Island Beat podcast with my special guest today, John Cruz. Hey, John, have you been working on any other new material besides this one song we just played?
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of new material that I'm dying to put out. You know, it's just a matter of, some of the stuff was a legal issue with my last manager, but that's finally cleared up. And so I can release that stuff. This is stuff I started recording like 8 years, 7 years ago, maybe. You know, so that finally the legal thing with that is cleared up, and I can release some of that stuff. And there's also some newer songs that I've written that some of them are I've started recording, and some of them haven't started recording yet, but I've been playing them out, playing them for people, and you know, people seem to be reacting pretty well to them. A handful of them are kind of more on the funny side.
All right. We all need that.
They have to play the heavy songs. You know, you can't play 4 heavy songs in a row. You know, you give them a funny song and then you can squeeze in one of these heavy.
For sure. Before I let you go today, John, let's have some fun with some lightning speed round questions. And the topic is firsts. Okay. The first guitar you bought.
First guitar I bought was a Fender Stratocaster.
All right. That's a popular one.
Fender Stratocaster. I was, a senior in high school, I think. Yeah. Before that, I'd get guitars handed down. Okay, fast.
Okay, so. your first public performance.
First public performance. Had to have been with my dad back in, like real performance in some bar when I was like 7 or 8.
Wow, they got you into a bar?
Oh, yeah. Back then, I knew that was no problem. Just drink sodas,
The first concert you attended.
First concert I attended that I bought my own ticket for and I went by myself was the Average White Band.
All right. Pick up the pieces.
Yes.
The first record you ever bought with your own money, and where did you buy it?
I bought it at Kahala Mall. It was the Staple Singers, the Staple family or whatever they call it. Yeah. Do It Again.
Oh, good choices. Yeah. Some R&B soul classics. Yeah.
Yeah. Bought that 45. Uh-huh.
What music are you currently listening to now?
Johnny Helms music.
Your all-time favorite album.
Ooh, all-time favorite album. Wow, that's not going to be fast. All-time favorite album, I'd have to say, would, I'll just throw one out there. Inner Visions.
Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder. All right, good choices. All right, you completed the lightning round questions. I don't have any prizes to give you, John, but mahalo for your time today, John, and we'll see you Saturday on Kahilu TV.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, you can watch John Cruise's live stream concert from the Moanalani Resorts on January 30th, Saturday, this coming Saturday, by going to kahilu.tv. The concert starts at 4 p.m. our time, Hawaiian Standard Time, and the whole family can watch the show for $19.99 online through the new Kahilu TV app. I'll put some links in the description of this podcast below, and just click on them, pick up a ticket, sit back, turn up the sound, and you got John Cruise coming through you live. Thanks, John.
Awesome.
Aloha.
Hey, Big Island music fans. If you're enjoying this episode, be sure to subscribe and share the podcast on your favorite social media channels. For more about what we do, visit us online at bigislandmusic.net. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Big Island Beat Podcast. For more info, go to bigislandmusic.net and follow us on Facebook. Be sure to join us next week for another fun episode. Aloha!